This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
To have Pastor Sunday in our midst today, the video introduction will come up in a moment, and after that, the person whose presence you'll be seeing here and whose voice you'll be hearing is the voice of Pastor Sunday Ojomo. I trust
Pastor
that media
Sunday
guys.
Ojomo is an anointed minister with a strong prophetic and healing unction. He is well known for his teaching emphasis on faith, dominion, and the efficacy of the Word of God. Over the last decade, he has committed his life to the training, empowerment, and discipleship of people of all ages within and outside Nigeria. Through his ministry and mentorship, the lives of many across the world have been transformed, with many more still being impacted. He is the convener of Zero to Surplus Conference, Tongues of Fire Prayer Meeting, Global Night of Release, and the Rooted Church Conference. He is also the vice chairman of the Apapa chapter of the Christian Association of Nigeria. Global Impact Church, welcome with a resounding applause to Recharge Conference 2023, the lead pastor of Dominion Covenant Assembly, Sunday Ojomo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we take our seat, I want you to celebrate my most revered mentors, Pastor Yemi and Pastor Bimbo Davids. Let's celebrate them. Can we do better, please? Can we do better? I've said this in several platforms, and I've said it here. I was very frustrated when I met Pastor Yemi, February 2012 at DLA. Sunday morning were my worst mornings because the ministry wasn't working. And that day, Pastor Yemi picked up the microphone and began to teach on leadership. And why? While he was speaking, I was hearing Bishop Idubu's voice out of his mouth. I've never met him. I've never heard about him. So after this session, I went to meet him. Sir, I kept hearing Bishop's voice from your mouth. May I meet you, sir? Now, we met much at 4, Babsanema Shaun, and all of that. And everything we saw at the beginning, we are seeing small, by reason of mentorship. One more time, I want us to celebrate God's grace upon them. And I want to thank you, Ma, thank you, sir, for this awesome privilege to be standing here. Thank you, and thank you. Please, before we take our seat, I want us to pray this prayer, a brief exhortation, then we get into the pool of prayer. Everything we suffer is a product of opportunities missed. The day Jacob ran away from home, he met angels. And he said, angels. So this is the house of God. He even raised an altar and walked away in foolishness. And that cost him the next 20 years of his life. Before he had the opportunity to meet angel again, it was in chapter 32, verse 1. I would also cry to the God of heaven. Whatever God has in store for us as an individual, in 2023 Recharge Conference, may I not miss it. Can you please pray for yourself? Lord, whatever you have in store for me, for my business, for my career, for my ministry, Jesus, whatever you have in store for me, may I not miss it. Jesus, may I not miss it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, whatever you have in store for me in this season, may I not miss it, Jesus. May I not miss it. Can you do better than that? Can you pray better than that? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, thank you for this rare privilege. I ask in the resurrected name of Jesus, wherever it is that you have planned for this session, Jesus, fulfill it and let your name alone be glorified. Answer our prayers, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, in Jesus' precious name. Please, let's be comfortably seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The theme is the covenant-keeping God. Briefly, I want us to look at the covenant of belief you have received. Belief you have received. Now, we just sang a song a while ago, led by the TBG, that there is nothing God cannot do, right? Now, but that is absolutely true. But the truth is that in your journey with God, you must have found that there were some things that wasn't done. Do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? I remember several years ago, I needed 16,000 naira. 16,000 naira, that time is like me needing 16 million naira today. So I prayed, I fasted. You know, I got a book by Ora Robert, Get Out of Debt Supernaturally. I read that book. He talked about confession, talked about sowing a seed. I did all of that. I had two shirts that time. The better shirt, I went to sow it as a seed. So I started now confessing that this money was coming. This money was coming. The date I said came and passed. The money did not come. Has anybody made there before? Nothing frustrates believers like expectation, having expectation without manifestation. And the truth is this, what we call belief is a complex word. Do you understand? What we call belief is very complex. Inside of belief, you have mental assent. Inside of belief, you have persuasion. So most of the time, when we say, I believe God, it's not true. What we have is mental assent. I think it's James 2:18. The Bible says, Satan also believes and trembles. Is he born again? But the Bible says he believes. So his mental assent. Paul was brought before Festus. And then King Agrippa was on seat. So Paul started narrating history, and he said, King Agrippa, this is Acts 26 from verse 26 to 28. King Agrippa said, King Agrippa, you are aware of the things I'm speaking about right now. And I know that you believe. You know what Agrippa said? He said, Agrippa, too much learning. Paul, too much learning is making you mine. He said, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian. He had mental assent. He didn't have persuasion. That is why we pray so much in Africa with little result. We are praying from the place of mental assent. The truth is this. When your faith and my faith says yes, God cannot say no. When your faith and my faith says yes, God is a covenant. It's a covenant. It's called the covenant of belief you receive. Glory to God. Paul the apostle said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, he says, I know whom I have believed. And I am fully persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed into his hands against that day. That was why Paul couldn't be killed. He believed, he had received it, so God had to confirm it. They stoned him to death at a point. He rose up and he was on a missionary journey the next day. Who does that? He came at the end of his life. In Philemon, the Bible referred to Paul as Paul the aged. So he died in his old age of persecution, of course. But you couldn't take Paul's life until he was done. Matthew 21:22. He says, whatsoever you ask, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, is what heaven will deliver. Not what you ask in prayer that is a need. It's what you ask in prayer that you believe that you receive. What you ask in prayer that you are persuaded about is what will come. Not because of your need, but because of your belief. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, he said, I fought a good fight. I've run the race and I've kept the faith. He said, I'm ready to be offered up and a crown of glory awaits me. He finished because he was fully persuaded. So when you say, I believe something, you have to ask yourself, is it mental assent or I am fully persuaded? If you are not fully persuaded, the covenant-keeping God is never committed. But when you are fully persuaded, you can go to sleep. Glory to God. Pastor spoke about the woman that had the issue of blood this morning. Matthew 9 from verse 21. If you read the Mark account in Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 34, the Bible says she had heard. And then by the reason of the things she heard, she said to herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. What did she do? The Bible, a woman that has been bleeding for 12 solid years, could press through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment. You know, if you read the Old Testament account in Leviticus, the Bible says the priest's garment used to have some ribbons at the tail end of it. So they are referred to as tassels. Those tassels were symbols of the covenant. And you know the anointing flows from the head and to the skirt. So those tassels were, that is where the anointing is concentrated. So you know, for a weak woman, it's very easy for her to touch the body of Jesus. But she stooped low because of her persuasion. I know where the concentrated oil is. I can't touch it and remain the same. And the Bible says when she touched, the fountain of blood dried up. It has to dry up. It has to. It was out of persuasion. And then, second example, and then we'll begin to pray. In Matthew 15:21-28, is the parable of the Canaanite woman who was crying, you know, after Jesus and the crusade and all of that. Peter tried to drive her away. She will not budge. Eventually, she found her way to Jesus. And before Jesus could say anything to her, Peter came and said, she's troubling us. She's troubling us. Send her away. And Jesus said to the woman, madam, I'm sorry. You have to just go because I am not sent to you. I am not sent to you. Maybe after I'm risen from the dead, then I can benefit you. It says, the bread of the children is not meant for what? It's not meant for the dogs. You know what this woman did? This woman quoted scripture back to Jesus from Matthew chapter number 7, from verse 7 to 11. He said, when God sent the rain and sent the sun, does it shine only on the children? It shines on the just and the unjust. That was what she meant when she told Jesus, even the dogs eat from the crumbs. The unbelievers benefit from the sunshine and the rainfall. Ah, Jesus said, you got me. You got me here. That means the miracle to the Canaanite, to the Gentiles, that was supposed to come after the resurrection, came before resurrection because somebody was persuaded. Can we be on our feet this beautiful, beautiful afternoon? Persuasion is what gets the job done. It's persuasion, not mental assent. So when I say I believe, ask yourself, is it mental assent or persuasion? Now, as you begin to pray, you hear me say, there is somebody here. You hear me say, toss yes, the Lord. Just grab it. I was speaking with a senior brother who knows me one-on-one some time ago, and he said, Pastor, I was at a church conference 2021 when you minister and gave a prophetic word of knowledge, among many things, and said, there's somebody here, this is your age, in your grown area, there have been pain there. And he told me, say, for 3 solid months, the pain has been unbearable. And the pain left in the service before the 20-minute session I had was over, it was gone. We spoke this year. It's still gone forever. Because whatsoever the Lord doeth is forever. Hosea 13:13. Let's read together in the Message version. Hosea 13:13. Hosea 13:13. Let's read the Message version together. Hosea 13:13. Let's read the Message version together. You know, the Bible says through faith, through persuasion, Sarah herself received strength to conceive. If persuasion is in place, the almightiness of God will come to place. If persuasion is in place, your miracle will come. It will come. All right, can we read together, everybody? Want to go? When bedpan signaled, it was time to be born. Ephraim was too stupid to come out of the womb. When the passage into life opened up, he didn't show. He put his hand in his pocket and was chewing gum when others were praying. Shall I intervene and put them into life? Shall I snatch them from certain death? Who is afraid of you? All right. When Bethpan signaled, it was time to be born. Ephraim was too stupid to come out of the womb. When the passage into life opened up, he didn't show. He didn't show. If you don't believe the grace on this commission, look at my life. Where I met Pastor Yemi, look at my life today. Praise the name of the Lord. Now it's time. The bedpans are signaled. It's time to show up and take your destiny in your hands. We're going to take a few prayer points within the time that I have. In Luke 14:17, just listen. The Bible says all things are ready. Pay attention. Pay attention. In Luke 14:17, he said all things are ready. In 1 Corinthians 3:21, he said all things are yours. All things are not just ready. They are what? They are yours. In Romans 8:32, he now said, if he spared not his only begotten son, but deliver him us for us all, how much more will God freely give all good things of life in addition to Jesus? All things are ready. All things are yours. And all those good things belong to those. It's available to everyone who has accepted Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. And Proverbs 3:27, God by himself said, we told no good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to give it. God who says, don't we told good from people when you can do good? We told good from. This is what I call scriptural equation, quadratic equation. Luke 11:12 of Matthew, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take. I want you to exhibit some violence today, because some things won't come to you If you don't go take it, if you don't go grab it, you can't have it. The woman could have said, the woman that had the issue of blood could have said, I believe, and sat at home. She would have died of that issue. But she pressed. I want you to press today. There are no sicknesses that are not curable. No. There is no situation you cannot come out of. But many of us are too gentle. We take life too easy. You know, so things can't change. You know something is meant for you and you are sleeping from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. You don't need it. He says, you 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm hungry. Can I have tea and biscuit? 8 a.m. in the morning. 8 a.m. in the morning. And you say you're running after something. Nothing is running after. You're not running after anything. I want you to pray this afternoon. 5 prayer points. The first one covers hurt. Second one covers wickedness of the wicked. The third one, poverty. The fourth one, restoration. And the fifth one, speed. And I want you to put in all of your energy. At least one will apply to you in one way or the other. As regarding your head, the Bible says he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. So that I will not be wounded, neither will I be bruised. God told me one day, Matthew chapter 10, 7 and 8. God told me, I read where Jesus said to the disciples, he says, as you go, preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, and cleanse the lepers. And the Holy Ghost asked me, who was Jesus talking to here? He said, the disciples. I said, at this point in time, did they have the indwelling Spirit of God? I said, no. They were preaching that the kingdom of heaven was coming. But to you and I in this generation, the kingdom of heaven is where? If the people that were preaching that, what you carry? They were only preaching that what we carry today is coming. And then, now talk less, being boof, carrying the kingdom and you are buffeted. Then he went one step further. Romans 8:11. He said, if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will revitalize your body that is subject to death, your mortal body. That means we can have immortality, Thank you, Jesus. Something happened to me last year that changed my life forever. I heard Papa Oyedepo sharing that somebody asked him, when Mama's head was challenged for a while in the hospital, from Mama's testimony, her hairs were falling off, skin spilling. Somebody asked him, did you ever cross your mind that Mama was going to die? You heard it? What did Papa say? Say, never. That is when you have persuasion. So that is how you can judge whether you are persuaded by a matter or its mental assent. You are not immovable, you are not movable, nothing is, you are still sleeping normally. You are doing your, he was having his crusade. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? That changed my life forever. So when I say I have faith, I judge it. So when you say you believe, judge it. I want you to raise your voice to heaven. Today marks the end of every spirit of infirmity in my life. Everyone watching globally, everyone watching across the globe, today marks the end of every spirit of infirmity in my life and destiny. Go ahead and pray. La rusa malateno ke leboshata elaralabayatano engralabayate nosia eleketoriando marata ekalabaya eriado sotarabagada enge
Eletosia, Ekalabaya Larala Bagadia, Mandola Bragala Bagato, Elagaba Shataraba, Embradosia Galaba, Elandrala Bagashata, Embragala Bagayala Ragato. Today, can you legislate? Can you legislate? Can you enforce that? Can you enforce that? Today marks the end. Today marks the end of every spirit of infirmity in my life. Today marks the end. Somebody pray. La rolabata, elamalara bashalagabada, emalagala bragalabadosha. Embra la baga la bado la gala bagada, Eria la bashata, Mandola bradosia, Ekala bado shalaragada, Engala badosia, Ekaleria dosia, Ela bado shata, Embala tala, Embra gala tosia, Ekaleria galaba, Endra la badosia, Era la bashata, Mandole bradosia, Eleketo lagadia, Eleria la badia, Malatoso, Ekala brado, Ekala bradosha, Endolo bratusa, Eleketeria, Eri la barosian, eli manano galabara la dasika, eri la baba shatara la galia. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Lord showed me someone with a growth on this side of the neck. Whether you are here online, in Lekki, Suleri Center, wherever, that growth will disappear before this session is over. I saw a growth underneath the breast of a lady in the name that is above every other name. Before this session is over, that growth will no longer be there. I want you to please pray. Hey, 2 Corinthians 6:20 or 5:20, he says, ye are bought with a price. Ye are bought with a price. You are cutters. Bought with a price. Talking about your soul and your body. And he say your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if anybody defies the temple, I will destroy. Sickness is a defiler. Infirmity is a defiler. He said, if anything defies your body, God said, I will destroy it. So God is already angry with any sickness or disease. I had an experience 2021. I think about October or November, I started having pain in my left buttocks. It was bad. I called my doctor and he said, spoke some medical tongues. I didn't understand. And they recommended diclofenic and cocodamol. So I finished, when I take the medication, the pain will be gone and then and all of that. So when I exhausted the first dosage, I went to MediPlus to get another one. And the pharmacist asked me, who is taking this medication, cocodamol? He said, do I know it's a drug? I said, I don't know. Ah. So I now called the doctor. Why did you tell me it's not Panadol you are giving me? He said, Pastor, what happened to you is that one of your nerves is trapped in between two bones. He said, it has no cure, actually. When I heard that, I carried the remaining medication. I trashed it. I vexed. The night I trashed it, we had 7 hours prayer that night. How I was going to survive, I didn't know. But that was the last time I had the pain. Listen. Until you vex, Satan will not leave you. No! He's very crafty. Very stubborn. More stubborn than 1 million he-goats. Satan? Because we have heard from Papa Oyedepo, anything you don't confront angrily, you cannot conquer. Whatever you can endure, you cannot cure. I want you to, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The older I get, the headier I will be. The older I get, go ahead and begin to prophesy. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your life. The older I get, the stronger I will be. The older I get, the headier I will be. The older I get, the headier I will be. Can you prophesy? Can you prophesy? Can you prophesy? Iralaba shata, malatosia, ekelenosia ragada, lerolaba shata, mandole bradosia, ekalabandolia, rialababa shata laba, mandola bradosia, ekeletoria, maralaba shata raba, mandoli bradosia, ekeleria galabadia,
Malori Galabata, Ekalata Zuate, Elemaruate, Elebragata, Ekalaba, Eralabaya, Eralaboketo, Elimrandosia, Elakaria Laba, Malabaya Garia, Eliragalabadosia, Eleketosia, Eria Labagasha, Taralagalabagalabagaria. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The Lord just showed me two pictures. I saw someone whose left eye is bigger than the right eye. I don't know if it's tumor. I don't know what the matter is. But the left eye is bigger. The Lord told me to tell that individual, before the church conference is over, your eyes will normalize. Now, the Lord showed me, looks like a little boy, a child. The head is overly big. Before the church conference is over, the head will become normal. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to me. Listen, I have a strong healing anointing on my life. And I got it from Reverend Dr. Maubai. I want you to, if you are challenged in any part of your body, eye, ear, whatever it is, by the mercies of God, we have seen all manner of, God wrought all manner of signs and wonders. Whatever it is, you will have your miracle now. With this understanding, with this understanding, with this understanding. You need healing in any part of your body, go ahead and take it. Put your hand, lay your hand on yourself. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus, blood pressure will become normal. Blood sugar will become normal. Diabetes will be healed right now, right now, right now, right now. Arthritis will go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Leukemia is being healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Two more disappear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive healing in your eyes, in your ears, in your chest. Irabakashata, Leralabakosita, Leromanadosita Raba, Leralabata, Ekalabaruata Laba, Mandola Bratosika Raba, Eralabashata Raba, Mandola Bratosia, Ekeletorolomana, Eralabashata Raba, Mangreletosia, Eleketoroba, Eralabayariado, Erialabadosia, Eralabanana, Eralabashata Raba, Mandolabosuaragada, Eliralabadia, Emananosotoroba, Emreketologodia, Eralabashata, Mandolia Bracatalaba, Ekelebo Sutaraba, Eleketoriada, Lembrakalabayatoriagada, Embradolia Ragalaba, healing and hurt, healing and hurt, healing and hurt, healing and hurt, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity to pass and go right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I cause sicknesses, I cause diseases on site and online. In the name of Jesus, Leroba, Ekalabayata, Manalariato, Emanosiata, Lerialaba, Ekalabayato, Riagalabada, Mandolabaso, Taraba, Eleketosia, Erialaba, Shata, Mandolibradosia, Ekatalembradosia, Ekantalabragada, Ekalaria Galabasa, Tarabagada.
Thank you, Lord. The presence of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is here to change. Mandola boshata la badosia, karala bashata la bada, manderia la baba sutara bagadia, lerele botosi karaba, lembrekete le dosira gada, lerala baba baba shatara ba, mandola bratosi karaba, lembreketo lebraga la gadia. In the name of Jesus, everything that represents sicknesses, everything that represents diseases, on sight and online, in the name of Jesus, out. In the name of Jesus, out. In the name of Jesus, out. Leromosha, Maladosia, Eketo Libradia, Eralabaya, Ebragalitosia, Eketeledogata, Ebralasiata, Eketosia, Ebragalataya, Eleria Labariatosia.
The presence of the Lord is in this room.
there is a lady. There is a lady connected right now on site or online. Of late, you've been bleeding. I don't know if you have gone to the hospital and they have told you it's uterine cancer. But, you know, from first of the month to in the last 3 months or more, you've been bleeding. But here the Lord says that uterine cancer is no more there. It's no more there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Initially, you were thinking it was fibroid. No, it wasn't. Mando kashe tosisi ando. The burning sensation is no longer there. Difficulty in swallowing stuff is no longer there. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. God is touching an ear right now. I don't know if it's complete deafness or partial deafness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command ears to be healed. If there are deaf ears, blocked ears, they open right now. In the name of Jesus, every eye condition is healed now. Eye condition is healed now. Growth in the body that is not in the breast region, we have addressed that. In the resurrected name of the Lord Jesus, every abnormal growth leaves your body right now. Leaves your body right now. Leaves your body right now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shoulder lock, neck related issue is being healed right now. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. That the occurring pain as a result of an accident you had years ago will be gone right now, never to return again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we sing that song one more time? Just praise the name of the Lord and check your body. Then we'll continue with our prayers.
The presence of the Lord is in this room.
Ministering like this, and God will play back conversation an individual is having. He just did that right now. Somebody is bothered about this belief thing, this mental ascent thing. How do I move from mental ascent to belief? God want me to quickly say something about that. 2 Corinthians, is it 3:1 or 12:1? He said, in the mouth of two or three, what? Witnesses. Put up that scripture when you find it. Pay attention. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth is established. So, a witness, is it a dead person or somebody that is alive? Huh? Alive, right? So, Paul said, 2 Corinthians 3:6, he said, the letter keys, but the spirit gives life. So the witnesses the Bible is talking about there is revelation. When you get two or three revelation on a matter, you assume the place of persuasion. Witnesses, witnesses, witnesses. John 6:63, he said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit, so they are life. Revelation is a witness. So when you catch two or three on an issue, you enter into your rest forever. Forever. Did you find that scripture? I have it somewhere. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. 2 Corinthians 13:1. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. So in the mouth of two or three revelation, Pastor spent a lot of time dealing with that yesterday evening. The revealed word. When you catch two or three on a matter, you enter into your rest. I tell you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This will be the third time I am coming to you by the mouth of two or three revelation. Persuasion happens. Glory to God. Prayer point number two. We live in Africa. Isaiah 54:17. Say, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. He said they will try, but they will not prevail. 23:23. Can we read that? Numbers 23:23. He said, for there is no sorcery against Sunday, nor any divination against my family. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. You are going to pray. You know, we know who we love, we know who we like. Most of the time, you don't know who loves you. Do you know there were 12 disciples? When John the Beloved asked Jesus, who will betray you? He said, the person that is eating from the same plate. Because they were from the same tribe. Jesus Ikaro means a man of Keriot. Keriot was one of the villages around where Jesus was born. He was the only one from the same place. Maybe that was why Jesus gave him the bag. But he was the one that sold him. That is why we pray two-edged kind of prayer. Glory to God. I want to raise your voice to heaven. Between now and end of the second half, no weapon that is formed against me and my household shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against me and my household shall prosper. Can you pray for yourself? Can you pray for yourself? Can you pray for yourself? No weapon that is formed against me and my household shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against me and my household shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Lerusa, Barabashata, Balota, Sokalabagadia. No weapon. No weapon against my wife, against our children, against your spouse, against your loved ones, against your siblings, against your parents. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Lerua la bata, le kalabaga yara la baga la raga la baga shata. Mando la bradosia, ekete le ruagada. Maladosia kanta la badosha, ela braga litosiate, ele manado riata sa, ekalabadia, le ralaba shata raba. Mando la barosia, ekalabada, ele ria la baga tariaba. Mando la baria la dosia da, ela dosia kanta la ri, ebrado la gradad, ela rala manado. Embrando libraciata, embrando dosa, embrando labadosa, embrando la gada la bragadia, embrando sia, ecalabagaya, eria labadosa, escalando ria, eletro sotaraba, ecalabayata, eria labaruascata, elemanando sianda. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon that is found or fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon, glory to God. Mighty name we have prayed. You know, sometimes we can behave holier than Jesus. Even Jesus said concerning Judas, Judas had no option but to go and commit suicide. You hear what Jesus said? He said, it would have been better for you not to be born. Or worse still, hang a stone on his neck and cast him into the sea. He had to go and commit suicide. Jeremiah 22:29. He said, O earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. Render this man childless. Any weapon.
Anyone reacting against me and my destiny, let the earth react against them. Anyone reacting against me and my destiny, let the earth react against them. Let the earth react against them. Can you pray? Can you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus? Anyone reacting against me and my destiny, anyone reacting against me and my destiny, let the earth react against them. 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 Maro Tabasha and La Tosiano Malaria Dosha and Calabariata and La Dola Baraba and Ralabayantaraba and Dolabatiarabagata and Leria La Dosia and Keleto Sataraba and Ralababa Shata and Brando Labradosia and Ketelebo and Yalabadasha and Bradosia Talaba and La Tariana and Mara and La Rosia and Leketo and Lebrado and Leria Dosia. Ratayana, emanando so, eketeleriana. Oh, react against them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One of the heaviest graces in Global Impact Church after wisdom is the grace for massive restoration. I know it. Restoration of years. I want you to make a demand on Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. Restoration that will erase years of shame. He said, I will restore the years that has been eaten away, so that my people shall never, not just that shall not be ashamed, never. That means I will so beautify them, they will forget their sorrow of the past. I know that grace is very heavy on this commission. I want you to make a demand on it. Oh God of Global Impact Church, arise and restore everything I've ever lost. You know, if you have time, there is nothing you cannot recover. He said, I will restore the years. So when you have the years, you can use the time to get the things you lost. Go ahead and talk to God. Oh God of Global Impact Church, I make a demand for the restoration. I make a demand for the restoration of everything I've ever lost. I make a demand for the restoration of everything I've ever lost. I make a demand for the restoration of everything I've ever lost in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray, beloved. Pray, pray. Make demand. Make demand. Make demand. Make demand. Make demand. Oh God of Global Impact Church, I make demand for the restoration of lost years. Restore my 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 lost years. Restore, oh God. Restore, oh God. Restore, oh God. Maladano, Ella Rolabadia, Maria Labajata, Maloria Labada, Ella Doria, Ecarada, Malaradosa, Embradola Bragadia, Eliria Labada, Mandola Bradasia, Ecarada Bashala Labada. Mighty name we are praying. I want to pray that prayer one more time. You know, Nebuchadnezzar became an animal for 7 years. Nobody could sit on his throne. God kept it. When he says, I will restore, he will restore. Naomi told Ruth, my daughter-in-law, you have tried for me. Please go back home. If I should get pregnant and have a son today, you cannot wait to the God of restoration.
my Rabosha. Restoration is real. You know, our ministry was supposed to start in Apapa. But because of my poverty mindset, rent was too much. 1 million for a small place. I said, let's go to the wilderness. We now moved into the forest. It was terrible until I met Pastor Yemi. And he asked me, go and ask God, where should the ministry be? And I got to my office that day and asked God, where should the ministry be? He said, read Luke chapter 4. I got to verse 31 and that became bigger than other verses. So I said, Jesus went down to Capernaum. Capernaum. I went to go to Capernaum. I took the Bible dictionary, check Capernaum. He said, Capernaum is located in the eastern part of Galilee. Capernaum has a prosperous fishing port, Roman military station, and a custom post. I made call to about 6 or 7 people. All of them said, only a papa has all of that. Where I ran away from like Jonah. By the mercies of God, there is nobody I want to see in a papa that I cannot see in the whole local government. There is none. Restoration. Restoration. In the name that is above every other name, the God that restored the throne back to Nebuchadnezzar, that restored Ruth, gave her a marriage, gave her a son. Somebody was married for 10 years without a child. And the first year of marriage had a son, Obed, who gave birth to Jesse and then David and then Christ. In the name that is above every other name, enjoy massive restoration today. Enjoy massive restoration today. Enjoy massive restoration today. In the name of Jesus. I speak to the north. I speak to the south. I speak to the east. I speak to the west. Whatever belongs to you in the four corners of the earth, by the ministry of angels, I decree and I declare they come to you now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. One more prayer point. Reading about Jesus, the Bible says when he died, they cast lot on his clothes. That means he was wearing the best designer's clothes of his time. I hope you know that. Do you know that from scripture? He was wearing the best. Now, when he needed to travel very far, right, on land, what did he ask for? He said, one account say two. I have one. I think it's one account says, I think it's Mark 4:36. Mark 4:36. He says, you will see an ass and a cot. Do you know Jesus used to go on convoy? Okay, this is the convoy of sheep. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats also with him. It wasn't Papa Idausa. He wasn't the first person to go on convoy. No, it was Jesus. It was Jesus. It wasn't Baba. It was Jesus. If you find the other verse, pull it up for me. Convoy. Matthew 21:2. Matthew 21:2. Matthew 21:2. When he needed to travel far to Jerusalem, he asked for two donkeys, not one. Saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a what? And a cot with her. Lose them. Will he ride on boat? No. He loved Kaboshata. Convoy of ships, convoy of cars. His clothes, they cast lot on his clothes. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Jesus, even though he was rich, he became poor. All of these things we are saying, the Bible refers to it as a sign of poverty. That should give you a persuasion of how rich God wants you to be. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, One prayer point and then that will be it. Isaiah 48 verse 21. He led them and they tasted not when he led them through the desert. It's in his leading that his poverty becomes gainful to us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father, for the rest of 2023, order my steps to my worthy place, to my place of nourishment. What I need to do, what I need to say, what I need to start. Please, Jesus, order my steps. Can you talk to God this beautiful day? Talk to Jesus. Give him glory. Talk to Jesus. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Every labashata labadosha. Every labadosha lara labadia. Mando labradosia ra labagada. Every alababasha.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.